listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast, where you'll hear great ideas, insight, and inspiration to level up your leadership ability.
Hey, everybody, it's John Barrett on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. Thanks for tuning in and listening to another episode. We're going to help level you up so you don't level out in your influence and your impact. We are going to make you better today. Hey, it's so great to have you guys. Listen, go to johnbarrettleadership.com. You can go check out leader guides that go along with this podcast and group questions if you want to have your team listen to this, maybe have some discussion around it and learn together, grow together. Here's what I know about teams. Teams that grow together win together. If you are growing together, you will win together in the long run. So make sure that you're investing into your team. If you lead a team or an organization, make sure that you are giving them tools and ideas and everything to help level them up so that they can get better and better. In fact, today I want to kind of talk about a really important topic, something that I love, and that's creativity. In fact, we're going to talk about the five disciplines of creativity. Now, you may be listening and say, John, I am not a creative person. Like, is this for highly artistic, creative people and that? No. Listen, first of all, everybody is creative, period. I don't care if you're creative with art, with music, with ideas or inventions, or maybe you're creative with analytics, you're creative with numbers, you're creative with science or whatever it is, you are creative. In fact, every single person is born with creativity. Now, we've somehow believed this myth that creative ideas and creativity is something that only some people have and others don't. And in fact, I'm a creative person. I'm kind of an artist by nature. I'm a musician, and I play guitar, bass, drums, sing, and I help out my local church leading music. I've got an album on iTunes out there and that I produced and that years ago. And so I've got a musicianship within me. I'm also an artist that I paint. In fact, years ago, I took my hobby of painting landscapes, kind of like the Bob Ross style with the big afro and all that. Yeah, I learned how to do that many years ago as an adult. And I began to weave that into my leadership training. So I actually do the art of leadership where I go into organizations and I teach them all these leadership lessons about a painting process. In fact, every person creates a 16 by 20 inch landscape with a blank canvas. And I provide all the materials. I walk in. We usually surprise them. It's a lot of fun because they don't know it's coming. And they walk into the room and they're like, what? And everybody's freaking out. They're like, oh, no, I can't do this. And all the creative people are like, oh, yeah, I want to do this. All the artists and that. And everybody else who doesn't think they're creative, it gets freaks out. But I walk them through a whole landscape. We do a whole landscape with trees and a lake and sky and all this stuff. And here's what's amazing. I've had thousands of people go through this over the years. And every single one, they always amaze themselves. Now, I'm not saying that everybody walks away creating some masterpiece, but most of them, it's their very first time ever doing an oil painting like this. And I walk them through the process. Guys, listen, I've done it with thousands of people that I've taken this through over the years. Every single one creates something that they never thought they could have done. In fact, I always, right before I start the class, I say, how many of you in here think you are not a creative person? And almost 90% of people always raise their hand. And yet by the end, when they get done, they realize that, wow, they couldn't even believe what they just did. Because once you actually break down creativity and you break it down into the disciplines of how to be more creative, you'll find that everybody can do this. And when you bring creativity to your job, to your work, whatever it is, I don't care if you are in the most analytical kind of, you know, routine-oriented kind of a job, you can bring creativity to it. Or if you're in a more creative type role, you can always get more creative. And so I want to help you today because I want to tap into the artist from you and help you kind of get this idea that creativity is not some ethereal thing, but it's something that we all need. In fact, if we're going to be successful in your role as a leader, as someone who's going to be successful in your industry, in your job, in what you do, it is going to take creativity. I can promise you that. It's not some ethereal force floating in space. It's literally just intentional effort that's grounded in reality. I want you to understand that creativity is not some mystical force out there. It's intentional effort that's grounded in reality. Listen, it takes creative energy to build masterpieces and to build something amazing, whether it's something in your organization, whether it's a product, whether it's a process, whether it's a system, whether it's whatever it is. It takes creativity to make it happen. But you've got to get disciplined with your creativity. That's how you grow it. Listen, creativity is not something that we find. It's something that we develop. I want you to get that. You don't find creativity. People aren't just born super creative and that. I mean, yes, some people are born a little bit more organically, maybe a bend towards certain ways of thinking or personalities. But everybody is born the same way, kind of a level playing field. We're all born as babies. Last time I checked, we're all babies. And we come, and then all of a sudden, we have this ability to grow up and have experiences, and that's when we start splitting off and saying, oh, I'm not creative, and they are creative. But listen, creativity is not something we find or stumble upon or necessarily just born with. It's something that can be developed. And if you'll develop your creativity, you're going to get better in what you do. You're going to be more creative in your relationships. So you're going to have better relationships. You're going to be creative in your ability to communicate with other people, which is going to cause you to have better relationships and be more clear and productive. You're going to get creative in your productivity. You're going to get creative in your processing. You're going to get creative in your ideas that you bring to the table. So let's break it down into the five disciplines. These are things that over the years of working with creatives. I've worked with musicians, artists, I've worked with all kinds of developers and really highly creative people. And here's the five things that I've learned, that the five common denominators, they all have these disciplines. Highly creative people, they're very good at these five things and they're very intentional about it. So let me break them down, and I think you're going to find it's more practical than you think. And if you'll practice these disciplines, you're going to get better. Number one is this: problem solving. You've got to be a problem solver. That is a discipline. That is something that comes with understanding how to apply yourself. It's understanding that how do we work through problems and begin to bring solutions to them. Listen, the more you begin to be a problem solver, the more creative you're going to be. Listen, artists, they always figure out new ways to solve old problems. That's something that they're brilliant at. They're always looking at ways to innovate and to look at problems from a new vantage point. And they're willing to step out and they're willing to solve and look for solutions. And here's what I've always noticed about highly creative people is this, is that they're willing to just give a solution to a problem and then figure it out later. They're willing to do it. Is where most people are waiting to get the perfect kind of solution. They're just willing to step up and make it happen. Listen, they're always willing to look at themselves and say, okay, what can we do to take a problem and to solve it? If you want to be really creative, then here's what I want you to think about, is don't run from problems, but run into them. And what I mean by that is don't run from them and think, oh my gosh, I'm just trying to get out of it. No, most success all derives from a problem. Most solutions all come from some sort of a problem, and then all of a sudden there was a great solution that made something better. Think about that. I mean, if you're sitting in a chair, the chair that you had, there was a problem. People were tired. People couldn't sit. They would only be able to lay down. But guess what happened? There was a problem. Somebody said, you know what? Something should be done about that, and so I'm going to figure it out. And so what did they do? They created a chair, something that you could actually sit in and be able to not have to just lay down or just stand up, but something in between. And now we use chairs every day for everything in life. So think about that. Creativity is simply the art of solving problems. It's the ability to communicate a solution from a unique vantage point that you've got. And so you've got to understand that if you're going to be really good at creativity, become a good problem solver. Well, how do you do that? You grow in your ability to solve problems by looking at problems from a different angle. If you look at problems head on, all you will see is a problem. All you will see is the negative, the bad, the no good, the whatever it is. But when you begin to change your vantage point and you begin to say, hold on, problems are opportunities. They're opportunities for solutions. They're opportunities to improve and to do something greater. And if you'll just change your vantage point to the side, to the back, from the top, from the bottom, whatever it is, just not straight on, if you'll look at problems from different angles, you'll begin to see opportunities. You'll begin to see potential in problems. Listen, every obstacle presents an opportunity. So if you're going to get really good at creativity, I want to challenge you. Start thinking about how am I going to grow to be a better problem solver? Read books, listen to podcasts, begin to research it. How do I solve problems? How do I do that? In fact, I did a podcast a while back about how to solve problems, how to solve any problem. I actually give you 5 steps in this, so go back and listen to that. But I want you to understand that you've got to make sure that you're not running from problems, but you're running into them. That doesn't mean you're looking for problems. I just mean that you're willing to address those head on. And then once you get there, you begin to change your vantage point of the problem. Begin to look differently. Don't run into the problem and just stare at it from the front and then say, oh, I don't know what to do. But begin to look at it from a different angle, okay? Problem solving is huge. Second one is this, organizing. If you're going to be great at creativity, you've got to learn how to organize. Now listen, here's the one thing that separates highly successful creative artists from those that are not. Most creative people, right, quote creative people, the people that we label as that, they're not organized. And what I've found over the years of working with many artists and many people that are highly creative, it is their inability to be organized is what limits their potential. But if they'll get organized, listen, creativity is about organizing an immense amount of information. I mean, you've got to be able to take all these things and put it in the one cohesive piece. So it boils down every ingredient needed into the kind of this beautiful dish of art, of something creative, right? I mean, artwork isn't so much about adding as much as it is about subtracting the unnecessary, the clutter. It's getting rid of the disorganization and all the chaos and that, and beginning to kind of just boil it down to something that is good, something that is creative, something that can make a difference. So I want you to understand that if you're going to be really, really good at creativity, you've got to be really good at organizing yourself. So if you're one of those people that struggle with being organized, I'm telling you, you're going to limit yourself on being creative. Because the more that you just accept that disorganization of your life, where you're not working with a schedule, you're not working with being intentional about things in your life and organizing things so that you don't waste time searching and looking and trying to figure it out and having to redo things, you're going to be more efficient in what you do. So you've got to understand that if you're going to be highly creative, you got to organize. Now, what do I mean by that? Organize your thoughts. Organize ideas as you get them to come in. We all have really great ideas, whether we're in the shower or driving down the road or just random times. Are you good at collecting those thoughts and organizing them? Many of you've had life-altering, business-changing ideas that you've had when you've just been doing something random, maybe working out or, again, driving down the road or whatever it is, and you've forgotten about them. You have left so many phenomenal opportunities on the table because you forgot to write them down. I promise you that the average person has probably 20 ideas that could have been life-altering for them if they would have just written them down and followed through with it, but they forgot about it. They had a brilliant thought and it was gone because they didn't get organized. So if there's something I want you to get super organized with, it's your thoughts. What are you doing to capture your ideas and your thoughts and organizing those things? Now, for me, I use Notion. It's a software on my computer, on my phone. It syncs to everything. And I've got a whole system where I collect ideas and I collect all my thoughts, whether they're business ideas, whether they're content ideas, whether they're ideas of how to connect with others. I get even as specific as my family. I've literally got files on my kids and that where I collect ideas of things I want to do with them, things that I want to bring into it. Or if I hear somebody else that did something really cool with their family, I think, oh, I want to do that. And I'll go write that down. It may not be for years to come that I actually follow through with it, but I write it down and I go back through those things all the time to kind of refresh myself and see where I'm at. So what are you doing to organize your thoughts? Listen, if you're going to be creative, if you're going to capture all those moments where you've got these really good ideas or kind of that inspirational moments of things, then what are you doing to write it down? You're only as good as your system. And creativity will stop when your system of organizing stops. I can promise you that. Wherever your system of organizing stops, your creativity will stop right there. Because you can't go any further. Because even if you had creative thoughts, they're just going to get lost in the space of time and unwritten ideas. They're just going to get lost amongst those things. So you've got to get disciplined at being organized with your life and not just with stuff, but organized with your thoughts. Third thing is this. The third discipline you've got to make sure that you're doing is learning. Listen, artists are curious people. Creative people are curious. They're always leaning into more understanding so that they can get better. They're always looking at things and thinking, well, how can I do that? Or how can I be a part of that? Or what? How could I create something like that? They're more of a student than they are a critic. They're not walking around criticizing and being analytical about every little thing. They're a student. They say, well, how do we do that? How does that work? How does that work together with this? And maybe I can use that idea for another idea over here. And they have this combinatorial effect where they take seemingly unrelated objects and they put them together, ideas that are totally unrelated, and they bring them together into a really creative piece. Listen, most of my ideas that I've gotten throughout life have been fragmented ideas from some other thing over here that's not even related to what I was talking about or thinking about. But all of a sudden, this kind of dot got connected to him. You know, I told you about doing art years ago. I learned how to do artwork with oil painting just as a hobby. And I'll never forget when I was sitting there one night, it was right around Christmas time, and I'm sitting in bed, and this was many years ago. I mean, probably 18 years ago or so. And I remember reading a book about how you should have multiple streams of income. And I was like, whoa. Well, what can I do to make more money? And I remember this book said, you need to find ways to monetize your hobbies and things that you love to do. And I thought, well, I like to paint. And then I realized every time I had somebody come over to my house, a friend, I would always take them out to the garage and make them paint a painting. I did, believe it or not, I would. It was crazy. It was like I was known for it. When friends would come from out of town to come visit, I'd be like, hey, come to the garage with me. And they'd be like, what? And I'd be like, I'm going to have you paint a painting. And they'd go, you're crazy. I've never painted a painting in my life. And I go, it's okay. I'm going to walk you through it. And I would literally set up my easel, give them a whole palette. I'd put paint on it for them. I'd get it all set up, and I'd walk them through it, just like Bob Ross did when I watched him. And I would do it, and they would create this masterpiece. And they'd be like, I cannot believe I did this. And they'd have so much fun. And so I'm sitting there that night, and I thought, well, I've helped people how to paint. I've taught them, my friends. What if I set up a kind of a canvas thing where people could come and learn? And this was years, way before wine and canvas and all that stuff that got popular. And I thought, well, I'm going to go ahead and do it. So I put it out there on social media. I said, hey, I'm going to do an art class. And I found a local place where I could host it. And I just said, here, I'm going to charge this money. Come in and we're going to paint these paintings. I had 15 people sign up that night for the painting. I was like, what? I mean, I made like $1,000, you know, in one night, just putting together an idea. And so then I began to just put those ideas more, and all of a sudden it came together. And then I started thinking, well, come on, I could do like a team building thing. I already do leadership coaching. What if I tied artwork into it? And then all these illustrations started popping out, like the blank canvas is potential, but you got to work hard in order to do something. And then I went through there and I talked about the paints that you use. You don't need all these different colors. You only need a few. And so I talked about the paints are like our strengths, and we have all these strengths, but we got to understand how to utilize them and work together with them so that we can begin to mix colors and create this masterpiece. And then I would mess up in the painting and talk about failure, and then I'd talk about how we can recover from mistakes. Anyway, it was all illustrative. Well, all that was just these unrelated ideas of art, and then my business that I was growing and leadership coaching, I put them together. And started to then go into organizations and teach the art of leadership. And they would do this big team building painting where we'd all paint a painting and everybody'd have their own and I'd instruct them. And then at the end, I'd tie it all into leadership. I still do it every now and then. And it's phenomenal. Then I started thinking, well, I could go speak. I could just go do a keynote while I do a painting. Anyway, you get the point. My point is this. I was always learning and curious. How do all these ideas work together? So if you're going to be creative, I want to challenge you. Think about all these things you've got in your life. How can I connect the dots to seemingly unrelated things, right? And all of a sudden now you've got all this coming together. Leonardo da Vinci, the famous inventor, he was known for dissecting the anatomy of every living creature so he would know how to paint better. I mean, that's how he learned how to paint, because he would look at the anatomy and he would think about all this and he would begin to put all things together when he would paint. He was known for disassembling structures so we could learn how to engineer them better. So he would literally take things apart just to look at all the different pieces. I mean, he was a student of everything. And he became a world-known inventor, world-renowned inventor, scientist, all these things, because he always was learning. So if you want to be great, be a learner. Always be asking yourself, how do they do that? What can I pick up from that? How can I learn from this? What can I take away from this? I don't care if it's something totally unrelated. Learn. All right, number four is this, test. testing. If you are going to build a discipline, you've got to be good at testing. What do I mean by that is this, right? All artists test their work over and over, making it better. I mean, they literally test it. They just create something and they see if it's good. And if it's not, guess what they do? They go back and then they fix it. They make it better. Listen, artists are willing to fail over and over and over and over in order to get to what they need to be. Most songs that are written go through about 20 to 30 iterations of the variation of it. And it's phenomenal. If you look at songwriting and that, I mean, songs that started off as something that you would never even recognize, and by the end result, it's something totally different. Go look at Toy Story, Creativity Inc., a great book out there by Ed Catmull that talked about being able to create this amazing Pixar and Toy Story. He gave all the backstory of all these Pixar films, and he talks about how to grow business and how to work together as teams and be creative in your teamwork. It's a great book. But he talked about Toy Story and how it started off so different than what it was. Woody, the beloved character, was this kind of antagonist, kind of mean, rude character. And when they tested him on the big screen, nobody liked it. So they changed his whole character into what we know him today. But he didn't start that way. Finding Nemo, I think there's some backstory there where it wasn't even about fish. It was about some other creature on land and this. But then it just morphed into that. But you have to be willing to test your ideas. If you're going to get creative, you got to be willing to put yourself out there. You've got to just experiment. You've got to go at this thing and say, I'm willing to fail and learn from it and just figure out how to make it better. And when you do that, you are going to get better and better. If you're waiting for the perfect result on the first try, you're never going to get there. So understand that it's all about testing. It's all about getting a result and then improving the result. But you can't improve a result until you get a result. Are you with me? So many people are waiting to get the perfect result, but they just need to get a result so that they can improve it. You can't improve a result unless you get it. So make sure that you're willing to test, that you're willing to put yourself out there. You're willing just to step up. Listen, artists have to be vulnerable. Creative people, listen, you got to put yourself out there. It's your idea. It's your artwork. It's the thing that you put your heart and soul into. Some people might not like it. In fact, there's going to be some that just don't like it. Not might, they won't. But you have to be willing to put yourself out there. Nobody would ever have invented anything. Nobody would have ever stepped out and made a difference in this world if everybody was unwilling to be vulnerable and put themselves out there. You've got to just step up to the plate. And here's a good thing about creativity. The more you do it and you fail, the more you're going to learn how to get better. The better and better you're going to be until now when you're putting things out there, ideas, new systems, new processes, a new product, a new idea for the organization or the team or whatever it is that you're doing. When you do it, you're going to be better and better because you went through all the process of learning how to test until you make it and you refine it to be the best it can be. Not long ago, I heard an author, famous author, who said, he was in an interview, and they said, how did you become a New York Times bestseller on your first book? And he said, hold on, time out, my first book? He said, this is my 10th book that I've written. Nobody ever heard about the other 9, though. Nobody cared. It wasn't until that 10th book that all of a sudden it hit New York Times bestseller and everybody recognized me. What you don't know is that I have written 9 books that are in my garage, stacks of them that nobody bought because nobody cared. Listen, I remember hearing that. I think, oh wow, that's powerful. And so you got to understand that it's through the process of just testing and that. And he talked about how he needed to get through those 9 books in order to get to a place where he could write a New York Times bestseller. He didn't write a New York Times bestseller on day one, his first book. No, he had years and years of testing and practicing and refining and getting better and just putting himself out there, even when nobody bought it, even when nobody cared. He just kept at it. And then he was able to get there. I heard an old statement years ago that says, you can easily be an overnight success after 20 years of hard work, right? I mean, isn't that good? You can easily be an overnight success after 20 years of hard work. If you put in the work, you'll get there one day. Now, what nobody saw was all the testing that you did. They're just going to see the result one day. But you know that if you're going to be successful, there's years of testing and putting yourself out there. If you're going to be creative and be disciplined, you got to learn how to test ideas and just put yourself out there. Last one, fifth one is this, collaborating. This is a discipline you've got to create if you're going to be highly successful. You've got to collaborate with other people. Listen, artists are not loners. I know that we've got this myth that artists are just, you know, staying up all night by themselves and, you know, all this kind of stuff in a loft and doing all this stuff. No. Listen, the highly creative people are great at working with teams and other people to help them. It's like iron sharpens iron. They're just willing to get better and better and better. They immerse themselves with like-minded mentors and people around them that inspire them and push them and make them better. So listen, you got to understand that if you're going to be really creative and successful at your role, no matter what it is, you've got to learn how to work with other people. Other people will make you better. If you get surrounded by the right people, you are going to be more creative. In fact, how do you get more creative? You get around creative people. Get around people that are going to challenge you, push you, that are going to give you ideas, that are going to make you better. Listen, creativity suffocates without collaboration. If you're not collaborating with others, your creativity is going to suffocate over time. You can't do it in a vacuum alone. It's just going to run out of air. It's going to run out of breath. It's not going to happen. It's going to run out of life. It's through community that we create the best art, the greatest ideas. And listen, when people are inspired by one another and they're open to each other, art becomes so much more beautiful. Creativity is amazing. Listen, we're better together. You can't do this alone. There's no Rambos in success, right? I mean, it sounds great. It looks great and that, but it's just not simply true. It takes collaboration. You've got to work together with others. If you want to be really creative at your role and more successful, what are you doing to surround yourself with people, coaches, mentors, friends, people that are going to push you, challenge you, that are going to be that iron sharpening iron for you? Listen, if you do that, your creativity is going to go up. You're going to get ideas from them, even if they're totally unrelated, like we talked about. That whole, you know, experimenting, that whole idea of being able to learn and take an idea that is totally unrelated, but then all of a sudden now you tied it back in and you connected it with some other thought. You're going to get that from other people. Do you know how many people that I listen to? I mean, how many speakers and authors and that I read and I listen to? And they'll just give one idea. It's one side thought. And I'll go, oh my gosh, that just gave me a whole new idea for an entire new lesson. Listen, most of the workshops that I put together, when I go teach and do a 2 or 3 hour workshop for an organization, all those ideas, those seed ideas that I've got, those just came from some unrelated thing, some idea that somebody gave that I just put it together. When I do the guardrails of accountability, I do a whole framework for accountability. I mean, I've been teaching this for years. It's probably one of the most requested topics that I do. When I go into an organization and do this, it creates a whole framework for how an organization does accountability. And everybody aligns to it. It's just a phenomenal teaching, and it's a phenomenal playbook that I give to organizations. That whole idea of the guardrails account of accountability came from when I was learning about how torpedoes work, the technology of internal navigation systems. I mean, it was something totally unrelated. I just happened to come across this random, I think it was a video years ago or something. I can't remember what it was. It was so long ago. But it was talking about torpedoes and how they lock onto a target. But they have this whole mechanism where they get feedback from the target and they work together, so to speak, to hit the target. And I thought, wait a minute, this is exactly how relationships work. This is exactly how accountability works. We have to have these signals coming back and forth where the torpedo is pinging off the target, and that target is sending back a ping that is basically aligning these kind of guardrails for a torpedo to stay on track. And I thought, if we want our team members to be able to hit the bullseye and to be successful, we got to have a feedback mechanism of accountability. And there was birthed the idea of the guardrails of accountability that I've been teaching for years now. And it's been phenomenal. So I say that to say, get around collaborative opportunities, work with other people, get around ideas, work on being organized, work on problem solving and all these things, work on these disciplines of creativity, problem solving, organizing, learning, testing, collaborating. If you'll do that, guys, you're going to get more creative. No matter how uncreative you think you are, your creativity is going to go up, which means your success and your opportunities are going to go up. Guys, I hope this was helpful. Make sure you go to johnbarrettleadership.com. Check out all the other resources. Go to my YouTube channel, Level Up Your Leadership with John Barrett, where I've got visual leadership lessons to help you get better in what you do. Go check it out. I hope to add value to you. And we'll see you next time here on the John Barrett Leadership Podcast to help you level up.
Thanks for listening to the John Barrett Leadership Podcast. To get more of John's resources, visit www.johnbarrettleadership.com.